Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Woohoo! Yee!
Hello, people of the world who are listening in to this podcast. This podcast has been running for a long time.
Are we global?
Yeah, we're global.
Are the people of the world listening?
Yeah, we're global, baby.
Auf Wiedersehen. That's me saying goodbye.
Okay.
In German.
Just goodbye. That's me saying I love you in Swedish.
Okay.
Hello.
That's me saying hello in a strange accent.
Okay. Ich ni san chi gurok hurtschat gudju. That's me counting to 10 in Japanese.
Ah, pretty good. Didn't sound like 10 things there.
Sounded exactly like 10.
Yeah. You are a very, very prominent linguist.
Bonjour.
I phone you up whenever I'm on holiday to get you to translate for me.
Ça va? That's another one.
Ça va bien et tu?
Yeah, bien, merci et toi?
Et toi? Is it a two?
You're a toi.
You're an absolute toi.
So anyway, there's a lot of shit going on in the world. There's loads of awfulness and upsetness and just... So I hope this podcast just actually allows people to have a bit of escapism while they listen to it. That's the idea, right?
Yeah.
So because we could sit here and talk about what's going on, but actually lots of other podcasts and lots of other people are doing that. So perhaps we should not do that and we should stray away from it and talk about things to make people uplifting and happy.
Well, I mean, firstly, we're not qualified to talk about it. But
we can be qualified to do anything, big guy.
I know what you mean. It is hard though, like going out the weekend, for example, you sometimes feel a little bit bad knowing, you know, especially what's going on at the minute. You're like, oh, I'm enjoying myself. You feel a little bit guilty in a sense.
Did you enjoy yourself this week?
I did. Did you?
Did you?
Went out on Friday night. I dressed as a cowboy.
You did?
I didn't start the night dressed as a cowboy, but by the end, I had a cowboy hat on. I was dancing, swinging my booty around, having a good old hoedown.
And still no drinking?
Still no boozing, man. What's up? I'm feeling quite sort of holy.
What do you mean holy? Explain it.
Oh, I haven't had booze in my body for 50 days. I think it is nearly 50 days now. So... the Messiah is nearly upon us. What am I going to do 100 days? Should we have a big party? Can we have a big...
We're going to get drunk on the podcast.
Let's get drunk on the podcast.
By the way, and speaking of birthdays or 100 days, it's the private podcast birthday coming up this Thursday.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know how many years I've been doing this for?
32.
5 years, I think.
God.
So
how do you still have stuff to say?
5 years doing this. 5 years. Every single week. I've never, ever missed an episode a week.
I applaud the listeners for sticking in there for so long.
So some of the listeners are probably like going back and thinking, what the hell? He's still doing this shit?
Yeah.
So you know on the podcast, I smashed my tooth on this mic.
I do, yeah. One of my favourite days recently.
Oh, so I smashed a tooth and I went to the dentist to get it fixed.
Yeah.
And he fixed it for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to put like a little, like, I don't know, like a... a little bonding thing over it. It's like putting cement over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
But now it feels like I've got something on my tooth.
Well, you do.
I know, but it's really upsetting. It's like almost making me feel a bit stressed.
I love it.
I keep waking up in the morning and go, what's the matter? Oh, that's it. My tooth feels a bit weird.
Sorry, I thought you were waking up thinking about the problems on the planet and war. No, yeah. Actually, what you're really worried about is the tooth that you just had fixed by probably quite an expensive dentist.
Yeah, it was really expensive.
How much? You don't get that on the NHS?
It cost me. You can't get it on the NHS. It was an emergency operation.
What's an emergency? Get him in here.
Yeah. Hey, Warren, get clear my
Sophie's
schedule.
Sophie's just holding you.
Help me! Setting off
flares.
£450. That's a lot. That doesn't even include...
That's not much compared to your parking fines.
Oh, my God.
Have you paid those yet?
Oh, yeah, I paid them all.
You could go in disguise. Like, chip your other tooth off.
Go back in and pay another £450.
Change your hair colour.
And do what?
Well, just go on the run.
What for? From 450 quid?
Run from the council. I thought it was nearly £5,000.
Oh, yeah, no. I got it down to 2,500.
How?
Argued that bitch, didn't I?
I got it down to 2,500. How? I paid 2K of it.
I argued it down because I said, this is ridiculous.
What, with your one tooth?
I said, this is ridiculous. Anyway, so I got my tooth fixed for 450 quid. And that didn't even include the booking fee that I had to pay, which was like 150 quid. So all in all, it was £600 to fix my tooth.
Booking fee at 100. What were they doing to book it in?
Well, you have to book it in.
Book it in through Pigeon.
I had a strange week, actually. And to the listeners, you know, we're honest. We like talking about this stuff. So I went to the Comedy Awards on Wednesday night. We were in the corner. When I say we were at the back, we were really at the back.
Yeah, you're not a comedian.
Yeah.
You're not.
Have you not seen my stand-up?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I've heard about it.
I'll tell you a joke.
They play it to like new stand-ups as like a what not to do.
What?
On a stand-up call. So wait, the Comedy Awards.
We entered the Comedy Awards, yeah.
Was Private Parts sort of up for
No, Private Parts, we weren't up for anything. I wasn't up for an award. Just, nothing at all.
Just there because you thought, you know, I'm quite a funny guy.
I was just there.
Nice.
And then what happens is that these awards, you think they're going to be so glamorous, and they are kind of glamorous in some sort of ways, but there's lots of famous people and comedians there.
Yeah.
And actually, you just look around and everyone is all the same. Everyone's all waiting to talk to like a commissioner or waiting to talk to someone. And you think, the next conversation I have, that's going to be it.
So you were there networking.
I tried to network, yeah. And I had a lovely little time, and you had to go and get your photos taken at one point. So I went and took my photos, and that's a little bit weird because everyone stands just watching you as you have your photos taken.
Oh, what, the when you've got the back wall?
Yeah.
I get so awkward with that stuff. I can't handle it.
Awkward.
I don't know how to hold my body.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I'm not like, I just get really awkward.
And then
I walk off like really like clumply.
Clumply? What the hell? Clumply. I always think my willy's out.
That's a weird thing to think.
I'm always like, take a photo. I think,
sorry, can I just take a look at that? My willy wasn't out, was it?
I always think my willy's out. I remember when I went to Dubai, of all places, with Spencer and Proudlock, and we were in the Atlantic Hotel. We were doing something in the Atlantis or the Atlantic Hotel. Spencer went to the bathroom and he came out of the bathroom and walked towards me, and he was walking towards me whistling. He was whistling and his penis was out.
That's why he was so happy.
His penis was out of his fly. And I went, Spencer, look down. As he's walking through like a hallway towards me, he looked down and he just hit the deck. Just fell straight to the floor. I've had that twice, actually. That happened. And then when I was younger, my friend invited me to his island. He had an island.
Oh, God.
What do you mean? Oh, God. It adds to the story.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. It was a Greek island.
Is he a Bond villain?
Anyway, I went there and I had my swimming trunks on.
Yeah.
And we were all having lunch, this lunch around this table. And I was talking to my friend's brother, who was younger than us. I was talking for ages like that. And suddenly I looked down. There's a hole in my swimming trunks. And my willy is hanging out of the hole. I have no clue how long... been there for. And my problem is if I see food in someone's tooth, I don't tell them, oh, by the way, you got food. If your cock is hanging out, someone's not going to say to you, by the way, your penis is hanging out.
I think if you see it straight away, then you probably can. But if you're like 5 minutes into a conversation, you can't midway through be like talking about the salad, go, by the way, your penis has been out for the last...
I also had that when I went to Norfolk. I used to go...
I'm starting to think this is intentional. I can get three times. No. That's
it was the first time I ever saw some woman's breasts. Who were my mother's.
Did your penis look different this time?
I must have been 14. I was in Norfolk and we went swimming in a swimming pool and this girl called Lucinda was swimming next to me. And we got to the end of the pool, and you know when you lift yourself up like that and to jump on the side of the pool? I lifted myself up, she lifted herself up, and her boob came out. And I just sat there having a conversation with her, and I just didn't tell her because I was too embarrassed. But we have a mutual friend of ours called Tom, who talks a very funny story about... Mm. There's something at school which we used to have. God, this is a childish episode today, but anyway. Which is called NRB, No Reason Boner. Mm. Did you used to have those things?
We used to call it a Tin Henman.
A Tin Henman.
Surprise Semi.
Okay. And Tom, who's a mutual friend of ours, said the first ever panic attack he ever had was when he was at school. And he got an NRB, No Reason Boner, as he was sitting in assembly. And then his name was called out to be a prefect. He had to get up and walk to the front. And he had an NRB, so he didn't know what to do. So he held his jumper in front of his penis and everyone kept shouting, "Why have you got a jumper there?" He had a panic attack.
Oh god. Chapel or what was it called in the morning? It wasn't chapel, but like
assembly
in the morning. You would look down the row of boys and everyone was holding their hymn book over their crotch because obviously everyone's got an NRB. Horny little buggers.
It was just so funny. There was so many of those stories. One of the first stories I've ever told in private parts.
Yeah.
As a child, I must be about 5 years old, I had something called Silky, which was like a pink rug thing that you would tie on. It was like my mum cut it off the end of like a blanket. Mm. Like that. I had little Silky and big Silky. They're my two things that I had.
Oh my God.
Mummy, where's big Silky?
No, I didn't. What do you mean, Mummy?
Mummy!
It was not that at all.
Little brat with your Silky.
I had my big Silky and little Silky. And I must be about 5 years old. This is weird for a 5 year old.
You tied it around your willy, didn't you?
Yeah, I tied it around my willy.
I can already tell.
And I tied it to the door. And I used to slam the door shut. And so I used to go, whoa! And
beginning of a very healthy sexual life. That is fucking... What were you trying to do? Like grow your penis or something? No, trying to stretch it?
I think it just fell.
That's how you pull a tooth out. I'm glad you've got over those days.
I had the Comedy Awards this week. And then... This weekend, I then went out on Saturday night to Sophie's friend's house. And then I wake up on Sunday and I'm having a shower. Mm. A little bit hungover, as you are.
What's your penis tied to?
My hair.
You tied it to your hair. I mean, that's fucking impressive because I don't know how you manage that.
Sophie comes into the bathroom, looks at me and says, "Think you need to go on a diet."
Wow. That's
it's full on, right?
That's a bit harsh. Let me have a look. Pull her up. I think that looks alright.
Yeah, I think it looks fine.
I mean, for someone your age,
yeah,
you're doing all right.
No, for my young age, I said I look quite good. I said I look good, and she said, "Yeah, you look stocky." And I was like, "What the hell?"
What, she likes that more sort of hair and chic, very gaunt.
It's true. With my physique, you could strap like a backpack to me that was attached to a truck, and I could pull a truck. I'm really like robust.
I think you might have slight body dysmorphia, but like the other way. What are you talking about? You're a slender man.
You're a slender man. Have you ever? That's terrifying.
Yeah, you're not a fucking.
I am
bodybuilder.
I'm very strong for my size. Like honestly, if you put a freezer on top of me, I could carry it.
I've done jiu-jitsu with you. I molded you like a piece of putty.
Yeah, but I'm so robust. I'm like an ant. Honestly, I can carry
like an ant.
I could carry like three times my body weight. I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm like made of like lead or something. It's true. And I have body dysmorphia, but the other way, because sometimes I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and I go, "I am looking good."
But that's
I am looking fresh.
That's good. That's a great way to be.
And then I see a picture of myself and I go, "I'm looking terrible." Why is the mirror lying to me? Yeah. Why does the mirror lie to me?
I look fucking awful in some photos. I look really like, so one of our good mates, Jim, is a professional photographer, and he like always gets amazing photos, and he's like, "Yeah, it's really strange with you, like whenever I take a photo you just look a little bit like you've chewed on a wasp." He's like, but I look at you now in the flesh and you don't look like that. But every time I take a photo, it's like,
oh my God, I have that all the time. I had to go and film something last week and some lovely person came up to me. We're in Berkhamsted or something like that. She came up to me and she said, oh, Jamie, I just want to say you look so much better in person. And I went, sick. Thanks. That's really nice of you to tell me that. He said, yeah. No, just true. You look so much better in person. So I think maybe we're the type of people who don't look so good on camera, which is great for our job.
Yeah, well, I mean, millions of people watched Made in Chelsea. So someone said that to me on the tube. She was working on the tube and she said, oh, you look bigger in real life. I was like, what should I look like on TV then? Because I'm not tall.
You look bigger in real life.
I was like putting my...
You need to start taking those steroid pills again that you used to take.
Why? You've never dropped this.
Yeah.
Basically, I got into really good shape one summer and Jamie became convinced that I was taking steroids. Even though I said to him, I'm not, I promise you. He then went and told everyone that I was taking steroids. So,
and then he got banned from the Olympics.
I had to live for what?
A year thinking...
I had to live with my huge pecs. God, they were annoying. They got in the way so much.
But you did. You.
I wasn't taking steroids. I was just working out. No, I don't like the idea of it. Doesn't it make your Johnson go all shriveled up? And it makes your organs continue to grow or something, doesn't it?
What? Yeah. So you get big lungs.
You get a huge pancreas and a tiny pecker.
Is that what happens?
You've taken them.
I've never taken steroids.
They didn't work. But
I'm too scared to ingest stuff.
What?
Yeah.
How do you eat?
Through a tube.
Still got to ingest it. So you go straight up your bum.
I did.
The amount of weird stuff.
Pancake day was hilarious as well. A tube up my bum.
What did you have for pancake day?
I didn't have anything. But no,
What? I didn't have anything.
I just thought the
pancake day was another hilarious day. What did you have? Nothing.
No, great. I just thought the idea that how I ingest food is through a tube that goes
up your bum. Oh, what? Just pancake mix straight up the. Yeah, I like more so like deconstructed pancakes. It's a new way of doing it. Get straight in your body.
Oh my God.
You squirt some lemon juice out there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I would never take steroids because I'm too scared what would happen to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, a man your size, taking steroids, you wouldn't be able to do anything. We'd have to do everything on Zoom. You'd be like in one of those, like, you wouldn't be able to leave your room.
Should we do it? I might do it. I might do it, but I might just inject it into my legs so my legs become fucking massive. I just want hench legs.
Tiny body, big legs.
Also, the other funniest story that happened to me over the weekend is that I got a message. I've had a real blast from the past recently. So I went to the rugby match, the England-Wales game with Sophie. And I was walking through one of the sort of tunnels when you get up, before you get out to the pitch.
Are you playing?
Sounded so, like I was.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, a guy called Will, he was on my rugby team. He was in my house. We were very good friends. He came on holiday with me lots of the time. I bumped into him there and gave him a hug. And it was such a nice thing. He was with me when I did one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life, which was he was sitting in the swimming pool. We were on holiday in Portugal. He was sitting in a rubber ring in the middle of the pool. And I got a golf ball. He was holding a beer in a rubber ring in the pool. And I threw the golf ball. It landed on the edge of the pool. Boop. Bounced all the way over his head to the other edge of the pool. Boop, boop. Bounced it. Bounced it and then landed into his pint glass.
Wow. Were you...
It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Did you scream?
We went wild. Anyway, I saw him. And then on the weekend, I got a message from another one of my friends, a guy called Alex, who was in my house, who was also at my school before that with me, a great guy. The last time I saw this guy, I'm not even kidding you, was in Oxford. He ran past me and he went, "Jamie Herb!" And he was being chased by a tramp.
What? That's so random.
I'm not joking. He ran past me and he was being chased.
Was he asking for help?
Or? He was laughing and this tramp was chasing him. And I haven't spoken to him since that time.
He literally said hello and then carried on running. Probably check in and see if he's all right. Sounds like he's
well, maybe that's
killed.
Why. Do you think he's been running ever since then?
Yeah. Have we spoken about my greatest achievements at school?
No, tell me.
I think we have. Yeah. I have two.
Okay.
First one, similar to your golf ball thing, we were in the dining hall and I got a pee. One of the girls was sat like quite far away and her trousers were like slightly down. So you could see like the top of her like pant. Line, and I flicked the pee from miles away. All the boys were watching, and it went straight down her bum crack.
And it went wild.
And everyone lost their shit. Oh. It was literally like champagne going off, and I was like, yes!
Yeah, the sprinklers
I can literally
are like
leave school now and probably like walk into a job. My second greatest, and actually I think I prefer this one because it's not quite as vulgar. Yeah, there was a guy who was on the show, Akin. And we always used to like play tricks with each other and try and get each other.
Oh, you're such jokers.
Yeah,
we always played tricks on each other.
Yeah, we were pretty wild kids. Lovable rogues, we got called.
Lovable rogues.
Yeah, you know, because like we were naughty, but we were also pretty lovable. So anyway, we used to try and get each other into trouble and all this type of stuff. So I got my own diary, my own prep book, and threw it at my own head. From behind and went, Akin, and like made a massive fuss out of it. The teacher turned around and was like, "Akin, detention." And he had detention for 2 weeks. I was like, "Come on."
I had so many of those. I remember I was sleeping on a top bunk and one of my greatest achievements ever, honestly ever, better than winning a BAFTA. I was on the top bunk and I was sleeping and in my sleep, I felt like something was falling and I woke up and my pillow was falling off the top bunk and I grabbed it midair.
Wow.
Yeah, it was one of my greatest.
Jesus.
It was one of my greatest achievements ever. Secondly, one of the greatest times was when I was at school and...
Seems like all the good stuff
it went way downhill. It was true. I got so many stories. This is a great one. Every single year you have to have a food fight and someone would... initiate the food fight at school. And it was always someone in the last year would initiate it.
Yeah.
And this year it was yours truly initiating it.
Nice.
And it was always around the same sort of time every single year. And the teachers knew about it. They always knew about it. So all of the exits had a teacher on the exit.
What are they doing on the exit so that no one can leave?
They had AKs.
Can't leave until the fight's over.
Anyway, and it was always, I was at boarding school, so we had dinner and breakfast, everything at the school, obviously. And it was always on like a burger and chips night with baked beans. And you could see that the whole school would pile up their plates with so much food. And we'd all be sitting in there. And the whole of my year would be eating it very slowly, just watching me. Because how you started it is you'd have to stand up and shout, "Food fight!" Like that. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is..." All the teachers watching, I was like, "Oh my God, this is not good." Anyway, everyone on the table was going, "Go on, Jamie, do it. I was like, "I can't do this anyway." So my friend Tom still went, oh, screw it, I'll do it. Stood up, smashed the plate on the ground and went, "Food fight!"
Was he Greek?
And everyone went nuts. I've never seen anything like it.
There's certain types of foods that you don't want to hit.
Oh my God. There was my friend who was in the baked bean thing.
what he got in there?
swimming, it's flying baked beans everywhere, like that. God, it was just great.
What, like a hot baked potato? That would hurt.
plates, everything was going everywhere.
You can't throw plates.
Yeah, that's... everything, trays, everything was going everywhere.
I told you about when I was in Basingstoke in the food court. No, I spoke about this with Harvey when he came on. I was sat there with like a couple of mates and I was facing that way and I had my back like facing back out into the food court and this guy in like full Burberry just came up and smashed a tray over my head. I looked around and was like, oh fuck, sorry, wrong person, and ran off. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God, I had so many of those things. I said this before when I was at Leeds University walking down the road and someone went, apple! I turn and an apple hit my head from a moving car. Someone launched an apple at me.
Where was this?
In Leeds.
Sounds like something would happen in Somerset, not in Leeds.
I don't know if you've ever had an apple thrown at your head.
Yeah, it probably fucking hurts.
That's so much.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. Actually, do we go on?
One more.
It's actually so bad. In our boarding house, there was like a big spiraled staircase. It was like really, really, really big. And then down the bottom was like all the sofas. Yeah. It was called the Well. And there was like, you know, you'd sit there and chill. And this guy, Lawrence, would sat with his legs crossed like that. And he was wearing really tight trousers. So his bollocks, you could just see the perfect outline. I went to the top floor and chucked an apple and it hit him right in the bollocks. It must have been the most painful thing I've ever seen.
Oh,
it
God.
Was so bad.
I think I've told you this. This guy, Milo. I once threw a tennis ball at his balls. And it hit them so badly that he started throwing up.
Oh, God.
He's the same guy who said, I've joined the Mile High Club. And we went, what do you mean you joined them? And he said, yep, I've joined it. We were like 15 or 16 at the time. And he went, you've joined the Mile High Club?
Yeah.
And he went, yeah. And I went, well, how did you do it? He said, well, on the flight to America, sitting in economy, I was sitting next to my sister and my brother, and I had a wank. That's not joining the Mile High Club. That's weird.
That's mile low. That's a real low moment in your life.
Oh, we've been very foolish and childish today.
Have we?
A little bit.
That's usual gibberish.
Listen, we wanted to cheer everyone up. Sorry for all the silly stories. We'll go back to being normal.
Oh, she's apologising for being so funny.
Well, we were there to give someone escapism for our Wednesday episodes.
Yeah. Run away from your problems. Tune in. We are doing a genealogy test. We're going to have the results for you in, I don't know how long it's going to take them to come back.
Probably a couple of weeks.
But hopefully soon.
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
Hey, as always, guys.
What we're made of.
So we're going to do that. We're going to check it out. As always, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We have our Friday episode where we have our guest on. Get in touch at Private Podcast. Slide into our DMs. Any questions, anything at all you want to ask us. And also go and check out our Patreon page. It's ad-free and loads more content for you. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday. Hope we cheered you up. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. I had a bubble in my throat.
You nearly threw up on the mic.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, blow up.
Yeah. And we love you guys. Just want to say that. We love you and have the greatest day.
Yeah, it's second everything you just said. Times two.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Friday for our episode. Till then, have fun.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.